Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it sounds like change, folks. Every Wednesday in the 2:30 block, you're going to hear from my friends at Emily's List about why it is so important to elect pro-choice Democratic candidates to office up and down the ballots. My special guest this week is Christina Reynolds, Senior Vice President of Communications and Content at Emily's List. You mentioned Dr. Kristen Lierley, who's running for Congress here in the state of Wisconsin in the 8th District. Folks, she's going to be joining me tomorrow, I believe, in the 3:30 block. So we'll hear from Dr. Lierley tomorrow. I can't wait to talk to her about some of the crazy stuff that has been said over the past week. We also got a text, Christina, from Catherine in Madison. She says this: Maggie, if women have equal rights to the necessities of life, we won't need a, quote, protector. Exercising our rights will allow us to protect ourselves. Go, Catherine. And I use the word paternalism. There is this talking down to women that I hear being deployed by Donald Trump. I also yesterday called it the language of abusers. That when you're having your rights stripped away, or women that are in an actual physically abusive relationships, oftentimes it's, well, don't worry, I'm actually your protector. Oh, that was a joke, I didn't mean it. That's really not what this gaslighting that goes on, this continuing grooming to not actually believe what your gut instinct is telling you about this situation. I wanted to take the comments from Bernie Moreno because they are sort of the epitome of what we're talking about here. Aaron, if you wouldn't mind playing that sound.
You know, the left has a lot of single issue voters. Sadly, by the way, there's a lot of suburban women. A lot of suburban women that are like, listen, abortion's it. If I can't have an abortion in this country whenever I want, I will vote for anybody else. Okay, a little crazy, by the way, but especially for women that are like past 50, I'm thinking of myself. That's an issue for you. Oh, thank God my wife didn't hear that one.
Listen, calling women crazy because they're concerned about their access to reproductive care and basic medical care, and then making a crack that women over 50 and why are suburban women? That is some really weird gaslighting. I mean, it is bizarre.
It also shows a fundamental lack of understanding of what this issue is about. Because this issue, and this is, by the way, this is why it matters to women who don't, who are outside of childbearing age. It's why it matters. It should matter to people who may never have to have an abortion, i.e. men, right? This is not a question about, you know, how many weeks. It's not a question of little details or when you can have an abortion. It is a question of who gets to decide about your body. Who gets to decide about your future? Whether or when you have a child is a massive, you know, Kamala Harris used to say, someone would ask her about abortion. She'd say, thank you for asking me about economic issues, right? Like, right. Because people try and turn abortion into a social issue, which is a tag that we put on things where people act like it's not a kitchen table issue. What is more kitchen table than growing your family or starting a family or not starting a family? What is more kitchen table than that? Than your health, than your life? And so that's something that they just don't get. And the reality is the majority of Americans do get it. They understand why this is important because they think they should get to make those decisions. That's why we see people who don't actually don't actually want to have an abortion or don't think they would want it, think that other people should get to. And that's the reality. This is a majority issue. Republicans are on the wrong side of it, but they would rather be paternalistic. They would rather go out and appeal. Either they just don't understand, or they're trying to appeal to people who, you know, this gets into some of the make America great again, right? Taking us back to a time when things were very different. And I think I call back to in one of the opinions about the Dobbs decision, Justice Alito said, women are not without political power. And my take is, yep, you betcha, sir. And we are going to prove it. And so that's what I think they don't understand.
Yeah, I don't really want to go back to Susie Homemaker time. Like, that is not an appealing era in American history to me. It is not an appealing era when women's options in the professional landscape were to be a teacher or a nurse.
Both great jobs, but you should get to decide that.
But
you
should
get to decide, right? If you want to be a homemaker, if you, you know, how you want to raise your children. What if we decided that?
Yes, it is the choice that matters. My mother was a nurse. I have unending respect for her. My best friends are teachers. Thank you, right? Women have always stood in those posts to help protect and nurture folks. But that is not the sum of our choices, nor should it be. And the reason that abortion is an economic issue fundamentally is that if I cannot control my healthcare and when I have a baby or whether I have one, I cannot fully participate in that political process. I cannot be fully equal in the workplace. That's right. I had said to me when I was an associate at these big fancy law firms that I worked at, well, I can't assign this to you because you may get married and have a baby and need to take maternity leave. Folks, I can't believe we're already out of time. I cannot wait to talk with you again, Christina.
We'll be back.
She will be back because on Wednesdays, it certainly sounds like change. It is Maggie Dawn Show and Emily's List talking about the elections and how electing Democratic pro-choice women is best for everyone. Keep it locked. We're back with Maggie and the Millionaires talking money after news, weather, and sports at the top of the hour.